This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and joining me in the studio, favorite guest of ours, Ramsey Hart from the Table Community Food Center. Ramsey, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to talk about a big event that is coming up that you're really looking forward to. People look forward to it across Perth, too. This is, of course, the Harvest Moon, which is taking place Saturday, September 23rd.
It is.
Okay, so tell us, for anybody who doesn't know, I guess maybe give us just a brief history, because these events have changed over the years, and this is something that you and your organization have done to keep things fresh. You know, you don't always do the same sort of fundraiser. Nope. So tell us a little bit about what you have done.
Right. So for a long time, the table has had a signature fundraising event throughout the year, and the many years it was known as Barnes Farms and Wicked Chefs, and we did it out at Ecote, and it was a great event. I think we ran eight editions of that. And just in 2019, we decided to shake things up a little bit, do something different, and we brought our event into town, and we held it at Crystal Palace and put a 20s era, roaring 20s kind of spin on it and called it Harvest Moonshine. And we really enjoyed that event. It was really successful. So now we're back, and it has been since 2019 because of the pandemic and the uncertainty around that. It's a lot of time and energy to put one of these things on, so we didn't want to do it until we were sure we would be able to, you know, fully implement it. So yeah, we're back with another twist. The big twist this time around is that we're going to be holding it at CC's on the Rideau, which we're very excited about. Beautiful location, great partnership with Erin and her crew at CC's. And what will be the same is amazing food. We've got some excellent local chefs lined up. I can be happy to tell you more about those. And great company and good camaraderie, good community spirit, as well as some fabulous auction items for folks to bid on.
That's incredible. I was at the last one, and it was a heck of a lot of fun. It was a great event. Everyone who I spoke to just really, really enjoyed it. And I'd been to a couple of the Barnes Farms and Wicked Chef editions as well, which was also really well. So there's no reason why we wouldn't expect this one to be just as successful and just as much fun. How come CC's? I mean, there's so many places to choose from, but CC's, I mean, I've been there several times. It's a great spot.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location. We like the sort of the vibe we're going for is end of summer, you know, celebrate the end of summer with us, and what a great location to do it right on the Rideau. Also because we've collaborated with Erin on other things. We know that she's very community-minded and was interested. And so, yeah, it was just sort of a great combination of factors that took us there.
Now, when it comes to the night itself, there's a lot that goes on, isn't there?
There is. I mean, the focus is certainly the food, and people can be guaranteed they'll have a delicious meal. We've got James Gallant from Gather coming out, Richard Nigro, who's one of our volunteers and was the chef owner of Juniper Restaurant, a very prestigious restaurant in Ottawa. The crew from CC's will be helping out. Our own community chef, Joanne Edwards, will be preparing something, as well as a new relationship we've struck up with Joy Morrell from 60 Acres Farm, which is a new operation just outside of Carlton Place.
So we don't know the menu yet, I'm sure.
No, it's in development for sure. And, you know, may change depending on what's available. We really want to focus on seasonally available and local ingredients. And so, yeah, we'll put out a few teasers, but people will have to wait till the night itself to really know what's on stake. But guaranteed, it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Now, before we go on to what the proceeds from the night are going to help with, which is huge, anything else going on that evening that'll keep people wrapped?
Well, so our auctions are always very, very popular. And so we do have a live auction with just a few items. It won't go on too long, but it includes a week's stay at a beautiful cottage on Prince Edward Island. Thanks to Jordan at Picnic for that. We also have items like a spa getaway at Perth Best Western. Mystery Dinner for Eight at the Haggard House, and Beer for a Year from Perth Brewery.
Wow.
You know what got your attention?
You struck a chord there, apparently.
So, yeah, some really great items and many, many more. Too many to mention here. We will be putting out some Facebook and email blasts talking more about those. And I guess the last thing I'd say is if people want to go, you better order your tickets fast because we've got only about a dozen left.
Now, when you say beer for a year, who's gauging what beer? No, never mind.
Okay. I'm sure there's a limit. I'm sure they figured that one out.
Not like it'd be beer for a month for me. But anyway, I digress. So when you say there's only a few tickets left, people should jump in right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So go to our website, thetablecfc.org. There's a pretty visible link right from the homepage to order your tickets.
Okay. And again, that's at the Table CFC. And of course, this is the organization that will benefit from this night. So what do you do with the funds from these massive fundraisers?
So our different fundraisers, some of them will be general for our whole organization, and sometimes we like to hone in on a specific program. So for this event, we do hone in on our community meals program. We run the community meals 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. In 2022, we served about 20,000 meals through that program. And it's just a way for folks to access nourishing food, but also do it in a very community, open, friendly environment. Folks come for the food, but they also come as a place to socialize, meet old friends, meet new friends, and diverse folks come for diverse reasons. So it's open to anyone in the community.
Yeah, it certainly is an incredible program. It's been going on for so many years, too.
It's one of our core programs that we launched the table with back 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that is certainly exciting, and it's definitely one that people talk about, people enjoy, people rely on.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we have regulars that come. It's part of their weekly schedule. Folks that otherwise would have a hard time getting that nourishing meal in that day, either because of challenges with preparing the food or budget issues. And then we also have regulars that come just to enjoy the company and because the food is really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing about it, too, is, as you said, the company, enjoying the company. For a lot of these people, this is one of their only social engagements that they have.
Well, this sticks with me so much. When I first started at the table, I was chatting with somebody, and he said, it's really hard to go out and socialize when you don't have a budget to deal with. When you're broke, where do you go to get out of the house and enjoy the company of others that doesn't also sort of demand or expect you to be putting money on the table? So we're very happy to provide this really core service and program for the community. And if we meet our target, this event will supply the lion's share of the food budget for this program for the next year.
Wow, amazing. So really important that people get these tickets to Harvest Moon. Now, you called it Harvest Moonshine earlier. Was that a slip of the tongue?
Or? Oh, maybe it was. So in 2019, with the 20s era, we called it Harvest Moonshine. We've dropped the theme just to not have the expectation of people, getting dressed up and things like that. And we think the location at CC's, the food will be the focus. So, it is Harvest Moon.
Well, it's right by the water and so on. May I suggest, if it's not too late, Gilligan's Island.
Maybe in 2024.
I could make a heck of a skipper. That's all I got.
You've got the blue shirt on.
Ramsey, it's going to be an exciting night, and obviously the proceeds are going to an incredible program run by you and your folks, the volunteers, everyone involved there does such a great job. So one more time, for anybody who would like to get tickets, just run down that information for us, please.
So you can find them online from the table's website, thetablecfc.org. They're only available online through our Canada Helps website. And just go to the table's page, click through, and order now.
And they're going fast, so you got to do it quickly.
Absolutely.
Ramsey, as always, thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated. We look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
Our guest today on In Focus, Ramsey Hart of the Table Community Food Center. We've been talking about Harvest Moon, the fundraiser coming up Saturday, September 23rd. Join us tomorrow. Linda is in the big chair, and she's talking about youth involvement in local theater. You don't want to miss that. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.